What actually is the Mirror of Galadriel? How powerful is it and who made it? Let's take a look. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel we cover The Lord of the Rings, A Song of Ice and Fire and other great fantasy books and TV shows like The Witcher. Welcome. Frodo and Sam's encounter with the Mirror of Galadriel is one of the more enigmatic sections of The Lord of the Rings. Frodo and Sam are in Lothlorien and just saying they hope they'll get to see Galadriel again when she wanders past, beckoning them to follow. They do, and this is what we read. Down a long flight of steps, the lady went into the deep green hollow, through which ran murmuring the silver stream that issued from the fountain on the hill. At the bottom, upon a low pedestal carved like a branching tree, stood a basin of silver, wide and shallow, and beside it stood a silver ewer. With water from the stream, Galadriel filled the basin to the brim and breathed on it. And when the water was still again, she spoke. "Here is the Mirror of Galadriel," she said. "I have brought you here so that you may look in it, if you will." So, as a basic description, this is not a mirror per se. It is a basin with water in it that is reflective like a mirror. Sam thinks he will just see the stars when he looks into it. The water is poured in fresh each time from a nearby stream using a ewer, a sort of large jug, and Galadriel then breathes on it. Clearly the added ingredient is magic, though Galadriel is at pains to point out to Sam that she's not 100% sure what he means by the word. This is what your folk would call magic, I believe, though I do not understand clearly what they mean, and they seem to use the same word of the deceits of the enemy. But this, if you will, is the magic of Galadriel. Did you not say that you wished to see elf magic? Magic in this context is not spells or incantations, but something closer to a working with the land and nature in deep ways. And so the water is probably an important part of it. Running water in Tolkien's legendarium is almost always a sign of purity and rejuvenation in some way. It is dammed up or stagnant water you have to look out for if you want to go down that particular rabbit hole. That is almost always a sign of evil or decay. And the water in Lothlorien is very much a blessing. The Fellowship pause by the Nimrodel River as they travel into Lothlorien and experience how it brings healing to the weary. And here, this stream, which flows from a fountain, which is something of a centrepiece in Lothlorien, provides the water for the mirror. So that's part of the equation. Another, perhaps symbolic part, is the ubiquitousness of silver here. The stream is described as silver, the basin is silver, the ewer is silver, and so on. Silver in Tolkien's world is also generally presented as good, particularly when compared to gold. Tolkien muses on this a little in Morgoth's Ring when describing Morgoth's ongoing impact in the world. It is quite possible, he says, of course, that certain elements or conditions of matter had attracted Morgoth's special attention, mainly, unless in the remote past, for reasons of his own plans. For example, all gold in Middle-earth seems to have had a specially evil trend, but not silver. Water is represented as being almost entirely free of Morgoth. So water and silver are largely free from Morgoth's influence. Another blessing can be seen in the stars, which are also mentioned several times, particularly Earendil, the evening star. It is the light of that star captured in the water from the same fountain that is in the Phial of Galadriel, but we digress, because the other large magical element here is Galadriel herself. Early drafts of The Lord of the Rings have the mirror belonging to a proto-version of Celeborn, but this is very much Galadriel's mirror and magic. She draws the water and pours it, and she can direct the visions in it to an extent, though we'll get onto that in a moment. Did she make it? Well, it is her powers that make it work, so yes, in a way, and possibly in every way. Back in the Undying Lands, she had been a student of Aula, the smith, so she knew how to craft things, and she was counted the second mightiest of the Noldorin elves, second only to the legendary Feanor. And there are echoes here of not just traditional water scrying, but also other Noldorin-crafted things. The Palantiri, for example, allow you to see things far off and also back in time. Capturing a holy light in something else, as Galadriel did with the Phial of Galadriel, echoes the Silmarils capturing the light of the Two Trees of Valinor, and also Galadriel's own hair, which was also said to capture the light. Many people have also noted how this is clearly some kind of water magic, and Galadriel wears Nenya, the Ring of Water. Might she have used that power to make this magical device? Well, it seems more likely that the Ring of Power simply enhanced her own natural abilities, making powerful magic like this more possible. Because ultimately, the mirror is the conduit for Galadriel's own power. She fills it, breathes her power into it, and commands it. Which, of course, brings us to the crucial question of what it actually does, because it's, again, not straightforward. To start with, the mirror seems to have two modes. The first is guided vision of some kind. Galadriel looks for something in particular, or uses it to show someone something in particular. As she says, "Many things I can command the mirror to reveal, and to some I can show what they desire to see." This seems like a very intentional seeing magic, like the Palantiri. The clear implication, given what she later says to Frodo, is that, among other things, she uses it to spy on Sauron and see what he is up to. Perhaps she also used it to see that Gandalf had returned atop the Misty Mountains. When the Fellowship arrived in Lothlorien, she said that a grey mist surrounded Gandalf, so she couldn't see him from afar. That's not just because he's dead, he's actually still alive at that point. But then Frodo does see Gandalf in the mirror, so perhaps she also looks and, well, it's my working theory on why Galadriel sent Gwaihir here to find Gandalf in the first place. So that's the first mode, intentional seeing things from afar. We don't know the extent of this, but it's clearly very powerful. And there is a second mode as well, as Galadriel goes on to explain. The mirror will also show things unbidden, and those are often stranger and more profitable than things which we wish to behold. What you will see, if you leave the mirror free to work, I cannot tell, for it shows things that were, and things that are, and things that yet may be. But which it is that he sees, even the wisest cannot always tell. Do you wish to look? So this second mode is less directional. You just let it show you what it will show you. And that might be things happening right now, things that happened in the past, or things that might happen in the future. The problem is, of course, that there is no running commentary with this, so you don't know which each vision is, or even necessarily what you are looking at. Of course, Sam and Frodo do both look. Sam goes first and confides in Frodo that he really wants to catch a glimpse of what is going on in the Shire right then, so he engages the mirror's first mode, Galadriel showing through it what the seer wants to see. He sees the Shire under the rule of Lotho Sackville Baggins, trees being felled, industrialisation, even Gaffer Gamgee being thrown from his home. It's a true vision of what is happening in the Shire. If you want more on that, I did a video recently. And this shakes Sam for a while, because he obviously cares deeply about his home, but true to form, he pulls himself together and resolves to keep going. He will get back to the Shire, but the long way round, with Frodo. He also sees a few other things that are a bit vague, but seem like things we know will happen. Himself climbing a long stair, heading down a dim passage, Frodo sleeping at the bottom of a cliff. At which point, Galadriel gives us an interesting side note about the nature of visions of the future and predestination itself. Remember, she says, that the mirror shows many things, and not all have yet come to pass. Some never come to be, unless those that behold the visions turn aside from their path to prevent them. In trying to prevent something from happening, you might make it happen. Which, I think, supports Galadriel's emphasis that she is not here trying to guide the hobbits or even necessarily help them. The mirror may provide them with helpful information, or it may not, or they may misinterpret what they see. She just gives them the option and leaves them to decide whether to look. Which leaves the question of why she showed them at all, but we'll come back to that. Because Frodo also looks into the mirror and seems very much to engage the second mode of the mirror. He doesn't seem to want to see anything in particular, though it is noticeable that immediately before this encounter, he was telling Sam how much he missed Gandalf. And the first thing he sees here is Gandalf. So the mirror seems to read his mind in some way and start there. He sees Gandalf dressed in white and second-guesses himself, wondering if it is actually Saruman. Then he sees Bilbo anxiously pacing around his room, then a flurry of images from what he knew was the history of the ring, what may well be Elendil escaping the drowning of Numenor, what looks like Aragorn coming to the rescue of Minas Tirith and the Battle of the Pelennor Fields, and a small ship sailing and vanishing, which is perhaps even Frodo on the white ship heading west. Then the Eye of Sauron, searching, ever searching, for him, among other things. So we can say reasonably confidently that what both Frodo and Sam saw were true visions, inasmuch as they showed things that happened in the past, or were happening then, or would probably happen in the future. Thankfully, neither really understood the future things, so they didn't have the problem of maybe making them happen by trying to stop them happening, other than Sam considering and rejecting the idea of turning back to help out in the Shire. All of which does force the conclusion that these visions didn't really change much for the hobbits. Sam's conviction to keep going was reinforced, and Frodo had a close encounter with the evil that is Sauron, and was also undaunted. Which is why the majority opinion among Tolkien scholars is that Galadriel showing the mirror to the hobbits isn't just about helping them, or guiding them, or even an attempt to influence future events. Though she knew that they may well get useful information from their visions, she emphasised again that what she wants is just that what should be shall be. No, if anything, this is about testing Frodo and Sam. She had already read the minds of the Fellowship when she first met them. All of them, it seemed, we read, had fared alike. Each had felt that he was offered a choice between a shadow full of fear that lay ahead and something that he greatly desired. Clear before his mind it lay, and to get it, he had only to turn aside from the road and leave the quest and the war against Sauron to others. She was testing their resolve. This seems like more of the same, but focused in on the Ringbearer and his closest companion. Sam was shown the thing most likely to make him want to turn back, and Frodo the thing most likely to scare him about what lay ahead. We can understand why Galadriel might want to delve deeper with those two. The fate of the world literally rested with them, and it is to Frodo and Sam's great credit that they resisted the temptation. But the wonder of this scene is that Galadriel took Frodo and Sam aside to test them, and after they passed, they turned the tables on her and gave her the greatest test of her life. Frodo offered her the ring. Galadriel laughed with a sudden, clear laugh. "Wise the Lady Galadriel may be," she said, "yet here she has met her match in courtesy. Gently are you revenged for my testing of your heart at our first meeting. You begin to see with a keen eye. I do not deny that my heart has greatly desired to ask what you offer." And she embarks on that wonderful speech about how wonderful and dreadful she would be with the ring before she passes the test and diminishes. Even the wise and powerful Galadriel, using the magnificent power of her mirror, was humbled by the hobbits. The mirror of Galadriel is a hinge point in the story. Frodo and Sam could have both turned back, and Galadriel could have claimed the ring, but they all passed their tests. As we read afterwards, they stood for a long while in silence. At length the lady spoke again. "Let us return," she said. "In the morning you must depart, for now we have chosen, and the tides of fate are flowing." Simply put, the mirror of Galadriel is a mirror because it reflected back the true characters of Frodo, Sam, and Galadriel herself. If you'd like to see more Lord of the Rings videos, please click on the link on the left of your screen. Or if you'd like to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.